Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Nick Rennie has joined us. He's a new friend and trying to restore some order. He's working hard at that. Chief Revenue Officer at Cyolytics. Cyolytics.com, S-C-I-O-L-Y-T-I-X, if you're looking for them. Hey, Nick, thanks again for being here. So you've come through the gauntlet today. I make people who sell stuff, which almost everybody who comes on the show is. They got a book or they got some kind of program for sale or their own services, and that's great because that means they're smart, that means they're experts, and they got something to say and something to help us with. So you've gone through the gauntlet. You've given us some good training earlier in the first two segments. Now I want to give you a chance to tell us about how you guys approach sales training. Folks, again, nothing happens till someone makes a sale, and you can't make a sale, especially in the age of the customer, especially in the post-pandemic world. Well, we've just come through another gauntlet that we're going to have it's going to change us forever, especially including sales. If you don't get training, if you don't get squared away, you're just spinning your wheels and wasting time, and not only your time, but the customer's time. So, Nick, talk to us about how you guys approach sales training.
All right. You have to promise me, though, if break in when you need to, because this is a topic I'm very passionate about.
It's my job. It's what I do.
So what we have done is we have developed a practice environment for salespeople. And what's interesting, Jim, if you think about it, baseball players, golfers, stage performers, screen performers, attorneys, surgeons, they all practice. They all practice. But salespeople, they spend more time usually practicing a musical instrument or a sport like golf than they do selling. It's true. I mean, what we've done is we've developed what we refer to as it's a product called Uptick, and it's a flight simulator for salespeople. And it puts salespeople in real world situations, and it challenges them to get to the next step. And all throughout the sales process, from prospecting all the way on through to negotiating and closing. And what's cool about this is that we actually are scoring every decision that a person makes, just like in a simulator, right?
Can I stop you
so
for a second?
You know what their priorities are.
Let me stop you for a second, Nick. Folks, some of you may have used wizards. Now, Nick probably doesn't like me using the term wizard to think about his program, but if you've used a wizard, you know how a wizard would walk you through? It won't let you mess up. Mm. It'll catch you. It'll help you not make a mistake as you walk through a program. We've been talking about wizards on the show here ever since the beginning, Nick. So, folks, this is like a more modern, third decade of the 21st century wizard, only better. Go ahead, Nick.
Wow, I got to tell you, I appreciate you sharing that term. That's very cool. Sales wizard, you're right, and I've used the term many times myself, but not in this context. But very powerful. So yes, you're absolutely right. And so what we're doing is, if you think about being in a simulation with a 3D avatar, animated 3D avatar, what you're doing is, you're going through a sales conversation and you're making decisions about where you want to take the conversation. Just like in the real world. But the thing is, like I said, we're scoring every decision made and we're giving you feedback, just like you said. In terms of the wizard, we're giving you feedback on the steps that you've taken and whether or not they are really aligned with the situation. So what we're looking at is we're helping people develop judgment in selling situations which is maybe another topic for another time.
And but, and Nick, as we, I got to go to a break. I got to wrap it up for today. But the main thing is your program, because folks, I've looked at this thing. Your program will allow an individual salesperson working on their own to do this, or a team to work together under with a manager, right?
That's right.
Scilytics.com is the website. Scilytics.com. Hey, Nick, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to, Jim. Anytime. Thank
we got
you
a lot
very
more
much.
We got a lot more to do with some really important people, salespeople. Nick Rennie, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.